an 8mm film shot taken in 1963 in California. Strange stuff. So take a look at it if you have that capability. The world's second largest reinsurance, a company called Swiss Re, has warned the costs of natural disasters aggravated by global warming threatens to spiral out of control, forcing the human race into a catastrophe of its own making. In a report revealing how climate change is rising on the corporate agenda, the company said the economic costs of such disasters threaten to double to $150 billion a year in 10 years, hitting insurers with $30 to $40 billion in claims, or the equivalent of what they have said now, one World Trade Center attack every year. That's the equivalent of the damage. They said there's a danger that human intervention will accelerate and intensify natural climate changes to such a point that it will become impossible to adapt our socioeconomic systems in time. They say the human race can lead itself into this climatic catastrophe, or possibly it can avert it. Scientists expect global warming to trigger increasingly frequent with violent storms, heat waves, flooding, tornadoes, cyclones, while other areas slip into cold or drought. Sea levels, they say, will continue to rise, glaciers retreat, and snow cover decline. But what do we do all about it? You know, I happen to believe, sure, there's global warming. I don't know what the cause of it is. You know, they believe, for example, this insurer says greenhouse gases widely thought to trigger global warming will need to be reduced, the use of fossil fuels cut, and new energy technologies developed. Well, I'm in favor of that. I've been saying for a long time we need to get away from our dependence on oil. But in terms of global warming and what is causing it, I tend to believe that we are in a planetary cycle. That's my thoughts. And that these things happen every thousands, hundreds of thousands of years. And we're in one right now, because I believe we had global warming back before we even had fossil fuels to use, back before there were even people like us running around this planet. In Florida, the Pinellas school system there is ready to approve a brand new technology that uses student fingerprints to keep track of those students who are riding school buses. Beginning in the fall, the fingerprint system would identify students as they get on and as they leave the bus.